Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another beautiful day that you have destined for us, Lord. Thank you. We've surrendered to you, look to you, acknowledge you, and I thank you, Lord, that you make our path straight, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your great, perfect, beautiful love that you've started a work and you complete it. And as we look to you, Father God, and acknowledge you, you look to us and acknowledge us relevant to the wonderful plan you have for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 26 from verse 17 to 19. On the first day of the Passover, the day when all bread made with yeast was removed from every Jewish home, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Where should we prepare the Passover meal for you?" He answered them, "My heart longs with great desire to eat this Passover meal with you. Go into Jerusalem, and you will encounter a man. Tell him that the teacher says, 'My appointed time is near. I am coming to your home to eat the Passover meal with my disciples.'" The disciples did as Jesus had instructed them, and they prepared the Passover meal.
Hallelujah. We can just see, Jesus has come into this world to show the way, the truth, and the life for us all. And he's in total obedience to the Father. I don't seek my own glory, I seek the Father's glory. And so he's just in the Spirit, in tune with the Father, and all of heaven backs that up. And here you can just see the occasion is set out that there is a place for them to go, and then they can sit relevant to the Father's will. And that relevance to the Father's will is Jesus being broken so we can actually have the new beautiful life. And so it is with us when we realize, outside of the Father, outside of the Son, outside of the kingdom, we are lost. But with the Father, with the Son, in the kingdom, and in obedience, your will be done, we have favor, we have beauty. And we can see this, think also over the time when Jesus was saying in it, they were, yes, but we should pay, not to offend the people, pay tax, but just go take
go and catch a fish.
Just go and catch a fish and you'll find the tax in his mouth. So you see the favor of God on Jesus and the favor of God upon us when we are committed to the Father's will, the love in Jesus, obedience and dedication. And so that's just so, so beautiful. We see it in many other times as well when Jesus is so in tune with the heart of the Father. Remember the time when he needed to fulfill the prophecy of him coming on a donkey, the foal of a donkey. And it was all prepared. Just go there to that certain place was the word, and you will find the donkey and the foal, and just tell the owner, "I need it." And it happened. So you see, the will of God is beautiful. And when we're in tune, it just happens. Now, we went through a situation here with our daughter. She's in UCT. She's going into her third year of university, and she rides Uber a lot, but it costs her a fortune. So sometimes she's paying more for Uber and then not having food to eat. So we prayed, we wanted to give her a vehicle just to help in the scenario. And praise God, the finance came, and it was only 40,000. And then a friend of mine came and visited, and as we were driving, myself and him, we realized this is a good car, lovely car, but it's an expensive car. But we witnessed that this would be ideal for Telly because it's just about a new car. The previous owner spent about 70,000 on it, and David Brown, my friend, he spent about 33,000 on it. And then when we got back and we told, or David told Danita, she witnessed straight away, and this is a car for Telly. But then Telly was not totally in agreement. She was saying this car's, she wasn't totally in agreement. The dream car was, yes, the BMW was nice, but she liked it silver. And And then what happened, there was a cold start, and it wouldn't start in the morning. And Dave didn't want to give the car. He wanted to give it to her perfectly. Yeah, so then Telly was told, look around. If you find something better, you can take it. And then it was 4 months now that Telly was looking around, trying to find something better. And then what happens in the process, she saw what's going on out there in the world. And now you don't get a car just for 40,000. That's so beautiful. Okay, just remember, she's never seen the car. She just heard it now about the car. Yeah, just had photos. And then a couple of days ago, David said that cold start is fixed up. Now Telly can have the car if she still wants it. So when we told her, she was overjoyed. You see, having this run around, she has now come to realize, you know, that car is the car for her. So there's a wonderful scripture that says the wisdom of God is pure and it's perfect, but it's also, you know, it's pure, it's a perfect, and it's agreeable. So Telly had to come, this whole thing about the car is Telly's had to, her heart had to come into agreement. And now she's so happy. And yesterday, David delivered the car to her and she's got a perfect car. And now she's totally happy. So guys, we save, we can have much more peace. We can save a lot of worthless time by just not wanting our own will. We need to come to that place where we say, your will. Lord, you know what we need. He knows exactly what we need. I love that in the Our Father's prayer. Your Father knows what you need. Therefore, pray like this. Hallowed be thy name. Your will be done. Your kingdom come. And therefore, give us our daily bread. Give us what we need so we can encourage other people in the right way, love other people in the right way, and also not fall into temptation. So be blessed to know your Father, the sun, the heaven, the angels, the everything of God. God wants it for you. God wants to make your way straight. So acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will make your way straight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.